This guy right here is one of the most talented producers the music industry has ever seen. But it's not for the reasons you might think. Pharrell Williams grew up in Virginia Beach, obsessing over the solar system, unaware that he was destined to become a star. Now, any producer that has been inducted into the Hall of Fame knows a thing or two about writing a hit. But the top of the music industry is a volatile place. If you're not staying ahead of the curve, you will soon be forgotten. So how has Pharrell managed to do just this with records such as Drop It Like It's Hot, Milkshake, Sing, Hot In Here, Rock Your Body, and Holla Back Girl? He's utilizing certain skills that even some of the biggest producers are missing out on. Now, this might be controversial, but Pharrell has proved with enough creativity, you can get a song of any genre into the charts. He started off in a housing project in Virginia Beach, and as you'll see, he found a way to bring himself all the way to the top. I've watched over 100 hours of Pharrell interviews, listened to his discography, and the music he's been influenced by, like A Tribe Called Quest and Q-Tip. From this, I have identified four main steps he has taken to consistently create hugely popular tracks. Let's get to the bottom of this. We cannot talk about Pharrell as a producer without talking about Chad Hugo. For the first decade of release music, these two were inseparable, from N.E.R.D. to the Neptunes. They started working with each other at Beginner Band and later at Bandcamp. Pharrell on drums and Chad on sax. Chad Hugo might be less known, but he is definitely no sidekick.
This guy, he's the one, to me.
What did he teach you?
Like, he showed me, like, how to play the chords that I really liked.
Yeah.
You know, but he's literally the guy that, like, can pick up any instrument and play anything.
Even Teddy Riley, the creator of New Jack Swing and the studio owner who gave the duo their first opportunity, was seriously impressed by Chad's skills.
It's like the chords he's playing, I never heard in any of my songs, and all the things that I play, his progressions are different and mine are.
I was just trying to play like Stevie Wonder chords.
Yeah.
You know, trying to be like Stevie.
You did a damn good job.
And yes, that was Timbaland agreeing with Teddy. I wonder what Justin Timberlake thinks about Chad.
And you would be like, Chad! And like, Chad would walk in, it's like, we need a bridge. And Chad would be like, flee, 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 flee. And I would just look at Pharrell like, what the...
The more I researched, the more I was in awe of Chad's greatness. So forgive me if this video has a healthy amount of Chad in it. Pharrell and Chad managed to produce songs for some of the biggest artists, having been inspired by Teddy Riley.
We enjoy working with different kinds of artists now, is because we watch this man do it, just like across the board.
Working with many artists in different genres is something we should all attempt. Each collaboration will bring its own challenges and learnings. Pharrell had been doing this all the way throughout his early years of production, and this left him in great stead for when Jay-Z put him in contact with Justin Timberlake.
I got the chance to watch you guys work for like, you know, 30 minutes or whatever. It was just crazy, like it'd be a beat plan. He'll literally just start mumbling melody or whatever. He'll literally walk in, see him mumbling a melody, start mumbling it too, then they start staying in the same pocket, but will veer off trying to find other ideas, and then literally 8 minutes later they'll come together and start mumbling in each other's faces and then start filling in words, and then literally 25 minutes later they have something, and then they were, it's crazy.
Chad had the beat ready and gave Pharrell and Justin space to work on the lead vocal. But collaboration isn't just about writing together, it's also about giving honest feedback.
Drop It Like It's Hot, you had your verse, then I did my you didn't like my verse, then I had to go back in and do it again. You love that shit. Then I killed the last verse, and you was like, that's it. Then you was like, hold on, I gotta give it to Chad. And he put that motherfucking, them few things he did.
Yeah. Pharrell wasn't afraid to ask Snoop to rewrite his verse. He knew how exceptional his writing skills were and wouldn't settle for less. We can see Pharrell approach working with Snoop and Justin in totally different ways. When working with Justin, he utilized his co-writing skills. And then when he was working with Snoop, he was able to delegate work and give him space and time to work on his own material and give honest feedback at the end. Because Pharrell has worked with so many artists through collaboration, he has allowed himself to become more versatile and understanding of what each situation calls for. And of course, releasing music with new artists is a great way of putting your name out there to different demographics.
I told you, savant, aunt.
For the past 20 years, Pharrell has been putting emphasis on the importance of uniqueness.
We like making music like the Depeche Mode and like, you know,
Tribe Tracks, we love recreating those things and taking those things apart and figuring out how those things worked, and we eventually just became like a little group.
Breaking down what your favorite artists and producers are doing can be hugely helpful, and that's exactly what we're doing here on this channel. But how does taking influence lead to uniqueness?
Individuality is a wonderful thing. It's the reason why Drake is so good. It's the reason why Lorde is so good. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the reason why, you know, the West Coast own Tyler the Creator and mm-hmm. Our Future and Kendrick Lamar, like these are all, like none of those guys sound alike, yet and still they're all out at the same time.
Right.
Doing their, you know, prospective things, right? So it's betting on yourself and betting on your difference and appreciating the rarity of how you think.
If you can add your own style on top of the influence you've taken from your favorite artists and producers, it will be inherently unique. No one else can be you. One of Pharrell's biggest influences was Q-Tip.
It's so crazy how much he loves Q-Tip.
So after listening extensively to Pharrell and Q-Tip, I found something interesting. Let's listen to a clip from Vibrant Thing by Q-Tip. Did you hear the look at you, look at me? Well, Pharrell certainly did. I love that so much. Take influence from your favorite artists and producers. Put your own spin on it and see it as paying homage to them. Chad also had some very constructive thoughts on this.
Not necessarily go against the grain, but just try to do something that you think people haven't heard in a while. Because a lot of the new sound isn't necessarily a new sound. A lot of it's old sound, brought back.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, sometimes I hear some things that, like, man, I haven't heard, what's the new jazz song? What's the new latest jazz song that's out? I haven't heard any jazz in a while. I don't know, let's do something.
This is absolute gold. Taking influence from a genre that is not currently at the forefront of music production will stand out on its own, unique amongst the crowd. For example, the Nile Rodgers disco guitar in Get Lucky. If you listen to the Neptunes album Clones, there are so many creative production techniques. In Hot, with Roscoe P. Goldchain, you can hear the kick has been reversed.
Heads up, take, never.
In Blaze of Glory, the main instrumentation of the track is a trumpet sample.
Then who you choosing? Critics and news and-
Often producers keep introducing new elements in order to keep a song interesting. However, Pharrell and Chad show us here that by using the same elements, but in different ways, you can keep a song interesting without overcomplicating it. So all you need to do is break down your favorite artists and producers, take what you like from them, and put your own spin on it. Easy, right?
You gotta stand for what it is that you like. Look at Kanye. He did it his way.
Work ethic, another buzzword. Or buzzwords?
I would say believe in your direction and do it. Spend less time talking about it and more time trying to like perfect it and put it out there. And you know, if there's fire, the kids will sniff it out. They always do.
I can guarantee at some stage, every songwriter and producer has suffered from paralysis by analysis. The best way to learn is by doing. Sometimes you could have two iterations of ideas produced in the time it takes you to brainstorm one plan. I also find it heartwarming to think that if your music is good enough, people will find it. Music is one of the few things that people love to share and show off their new discovery. When you're releasing great music, people will come looking.
I'm like, I just started hearing your name with all of these different dope beats. I'm like, man, I gotta work with that motherfucker right there. And that's when I was to go find that young dope and work with him.
Right.
Like I was thriving on that, and you was ahead of everybody else because you had music that fit everybody. It wow. was tri-coastal, it wasn't bi-coastal.
Word.
For real.
We were trying, man, Chad and I.
Pharrell had been working hard with Chad. You can see here the importance of their collaborations. Snoop had heard some of their work and insisted he get a chance to work with them. If you enjoy the process, you'll constantly improve. And when you improve enough, your ability will grant you success, even if you have a broken arm.
Pharrell, you're so into music and stuff that you'll play with a broken arm, right? Didn't you play with like a broken arm? You shoved drumsticks in your cast?
Yes, I did.
By 2012, Pharrell had won the title of Producer of the Decade. He had multiple Grammys, number one hits, collaborations with some of the biggest artists of the last 15 years. But even he, on occasion, struggled to hit the right note.
Did it feel hard or impossible?
Yeah, it did. And then, you know, after nine times no, sometimes we're close, but nine times
also,
no.
When you say nine times, they were like, they were telling Pharrell, this isn't it?
Nine different songs.
Damn. Wow.
Some of them were good too.
So if even Pharrell, one of the kings of music production over the past 15 years, struggles with a track on occasion, then we're pretty much guaranteed we also will. So don't be too hard on yourself. Stay positive and keep trying. Your awards will come. If you enjoyed this Pharrell breakdown, feel free to hit the follow button so you won't miss the next one. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, feel free to give it a 5-star review. Cheers. Hope you're keeping well.